Well, we've reached Christmas critter number 4, and I've chosen some gentle giants, the dugongs, and their close relatives, the manatees. These are the Sirenians, which is a group of marine mammals that evolved from four-legged ancestors that took to the sea around 50 million years ago and supposedly were mistaken by sailors for mermaids. Not entirely sure how they managed to do that. Maybe they'd been at sea for a bit too long. But they have a host of adaptations to an aquatic life. They have very dense bones that act as ballast and huge lungs that can take up to two-thirds of their body length, which they use to control their buoyancy. And they've earned themselves a reputation as the dummies of the marine mammal world because their brains are only the size of a cricket ball, which is in fact probably an unfair label because they can be trained to perform similar tasks as their more famously intelligent cousins, the dolphins. It might not be so much that dugongs and manatees have tiny brains, but that they've evolved super-sized bodies that keep them warm and provide enough space for a huge stomach to digest all the tough seagrass and vegetation that they eat. Now, there are 4 living Sirenian species, a single dugong species living in the Indian and Pacific Oceans. There's the West African manatee and the West Indian manatee that lives around the Caribbean, plus a third species that's evolved to tolerate freshwater in the Amazon River. But there have been lots more Sirenian species in the past. There are around 50 extinct fossil species that we know of, and one of the biggest was Stella's sea cow. That one grew to a gigantic 8 meters in length and used to live across the North Pacific until people hunted them to extinction because they were just too tasty. And being such slow, docile creatures, they were just too easy to catch.
But I guess at least these days, not many people do actually hunt manatees and dugongs, but I guess they do face other threats still, don't they?
Yeah, there are loads of problems. Like, they can get hit by boats, which can obviously cause them some quite nasty injuries. And there's the problem of habitat loss as well. They eat a lot of seagrass and their other vegetation that's actually really under threat globally. And then last winter, a lot of manatees in Florida died because the temperature absolutely plummeted. And so it seems they're rather sensitive creatures to their environment. But I wonder, Helen, do you know how to tell the difference between a dugong and a manatee?
Sounds like a good question for a Christmas cracker or something. It's about their tails, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Manatees have a spoon-shaped tail, while dugongs have fluked tails, a bit more like a dolphin. So if you're ever lucky enough to see one in the wild, you'll be able to tell the difference. So I'd love to see one in the wild. They're just such friendly, docile creatures, and it's very sad that they're very under threat.